only in conscious experience that it seems that we move forward in time. In quantum theory, you can also go backwards in time, and there's some suggestion that processes in the brain related to consciousness project backwards in time. For example, in the late 1970s, a neurophysiologist at University of California, San Francisco, named Ben Libet, did some very famous experiments. What Libet did was to study patients who were having neurosurgery on their brains, with their brains exposed, while they were awake. They were given a local anesthetic to numb the area of the skull and scalp to access their brain. And they were awake, and Ben would talk to these people. So, for example, what he did was he would stimulate their little finger and look at the part of the sensory cortex on the opposite side that was related to that, record from it electrically, and ask the patient when he or she felt the stimulus on the little finger. And he would also stimulate at that particular area of the cortex. Now, what you would think would be that if you stimulate the little finger, it takes a finite period of time to get to the opposite side of the cortex, so the patient would report it a fraction of a second later after the stimulus. And when you stimulate it directly, the patient would report it immediately. He found just the opposite. When he stimulated the little finger, the patient felt it immediately, and when he stimulated directly on the cortex, there was a delay. After sorting through all the data and repeating this over and over, Libet came to the conclusion that somehow the brain was projecting information backwards in time, so that it did take a finite amount of time to get to the sensory cortex, but the brain projected it backwards in time so that the conscious perception was that the stimulus was felt when the pinch actually occurred.
Dr. Emoto has conducted another interesting experiment. He placed rice into three glass beakers and covered it with water. And then every day for a month, he said, thank you to one beaker. You're an idiot to the second. And the third one, he completely ignored. After 1 month, the rice that had been thanked began to ferment, giving off a strong, pleasant aroma. The rice in the second beaker turned black. And the rice that was ignored began to rot. Dr. Emoto thinks that this experiment provides an important lesson, especially with regard to how we treat children. We should take care of them, give them attention, and converse with them. Indifference does the greatest harm.
Now, Mr. Emoto speaks of the thought or intent being the driving force in all of this. The science of how that actually affects the molecules is unknown. And it's really fascinating when you keep in mind that 90% of our bodies are water.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? If thoughts can do that to water, imagine what our thoughts can do to us.